Well, I'll conclude then just with a poem. With a poem which is really about writing it really completes this full circle. Because I wrote it after the death of Louis MacNeice. And it's really about writing undergraduate poems, remembering when Louis MacNeice and I were, and Auden, were together, and we showed each other undergraduate poems. And it's called One More New Botched Beginning. And it's about, you know, a whole lot of people whom I remembered. Their voices heard, I stumble suddenly, choking in undergrowth. I am torn, mouth pressed against the thorns, remembering 10 years ago, here in Geneva, I walked with Merleau Ponty by the lake. Upon his face I saw his intellect, energy of the sun interweaving waves, electric, danced on him. His eyes smiled with their gay logic through black coins flung down from leaves. He who was Merleau Ponty that day is no more irrevocable than the I that day who was beside him. I'm still living. Also that summer, my son stayed up the valley in the mountains. One day I went to see him and he stood not seeing me, watching some hens. Doing so, he was absorbed in their wire-netted world. He danced on one leg. Leaning forward, he became a bird boy. I am there, still seeing him. To him, that moment, unself-knowing even then, is drowned in the oblivious earliness. Such pasts are not diminished distances, perspective vanishing points, but doors burst open suddenly by gusts that seek to blow the heart out. Today I see three undergraduates standing talking in a college quad. They show each other poems, Louis MacNeice, Bernard Spencer, and I. Louis caught cold in the rain. Bernard fell from a train door. Their lives are now those poems that were pointers to the poems to be their lives. We read there in the college quad. Each poem is still a new beginning. If they had been finished, though, they would have died before they died. Being alive is when each moment's a new start, with past and future shuffled between fingers for a new game. I am dealing out my hand to them, one more new botched beginning, here where we still stand talking in the quad. Thank you.